Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, beginning chapter 7. The Lord begins his tour of South India. 1. Danyam tam nomi Chaitanyam Vasudevam Dayadradi Nastakustam Rupa Pushtam Bhakti Tushtam Chakarya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very compassionate towards a brahmana named Vasudeva, cured him of leprosy. He transferred him into a beautiful man satisfied with devotional service. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the glorious Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. After delivering Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord desired to go to South India to preach. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order during the waxing fortnight of the month of Magh. During the following month, Falgun, he went to Jagannath Puri and resided there. At the end of the month of Falgun, he witnessed the Doliyatra ceremony and, in his usual ecstatic love of God, he chanted and danced in various ways on the occasion. During the month of Chaitra, while living at Jagannath Puri, the Lord delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And at the beginning of the next month, Vaishak, he decided to go to South India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together and holding them by the hand, he humbly informed them, "You are all more dear to me than my life. I can give up my life, but to give you up is difficult for me. You are all my friends, and you have properly executed the duties of friends by bringing me here to Jagannath Puri and giving me the chance to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. I now beg all of you for one bit of charity. Please give me permission to leave for a tour of South India. I shall go to search out Vishwarupa. Please forgive me, but I want to go alone. I do not wish to take anyone with me. Until I return from Setubandhu, all of you dear friends should remain at Jagannath Puri." Knowing everything, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware that Vishwarupa had already passed away. A pretense of ignorance was necessary so that he could go to South India and liberate the people there. Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces. Nityananda Prabhu then said, "How is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? Let one or two of us go with you. Otherwise, you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. Indeed, I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me and I shall go with you." The Lord replied, "I am simply a dancer and you are the wire puller. However you pull the wires to make me dance, I shall dance in that way." After accepting the sannyas order, I decided to go to Vrindavan, but you took me instead to the house of Advaita Prabhu. While on the way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyas staff. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities. Jagannanda wants me to enjoy bodily sense gratification, and out of fear, I do whatever he tells me. If I sometimes do something against his desire, out of anger, he will not talk to me for 3 days. Being a sannyasi, I have a duty to lie down on the ground and take bath 3 times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda becomes very unhappy when he sees my severe austerities. Of course, Mukunda does not say anything, but I know that he is very unhappy within. And upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy. Although I am in the renounced order of life and Damodara as a brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me. According to Damodara, I am still a neophyte as far as social etiquette is concerned. Therefore, he does not like my independent nature. Damodara Pandit and others are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna. Therefore, they are independent of public opinion. As such, they want me to enjoy sense gratification, even though it may be unethical. But since I'm a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duties of the renounced order, and therefore I follow them strictly. Here is Srila Prabhupada's short purport. A brahmachari is supposed to assist a sannyasi, therefore a brahmachari should not try to instruct a sannyasi. That is the etiquette. Consequently, Damodar should not have advised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his duty. Mahaprabhu continues, you should all therefore remain here in Nilachala for some days while I tour the sacred places of pilgrimage alone. Actually, the Lord was controlled by the good qualities of all his devotees. On the pretense of attributing faults, he tasted all these qualities. Srila Prabhupada's purport. All the accusations made by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu against his beloved devotees actually showed his great appreciation of their intense love for him. Yet he mentions these faults one after another as if he were offended by their intense affection. The personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes behaved contrary to regulative principles out of intense love for the Lord. And because of their love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself sometimes violated the regulative principles of a sannyasi. In the eyes of the public, such violations are not good. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so controlled by his devotees' love that he was obliged to break some of the rules. Although accusing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indirectly indicating that he was very satisfied with their behavior in pure love of Godhead. Therefore, in verse 27, he mentions that his devotees and associates place more importance on love of Krishna than on social etiquette. There are many instances of devotional service rendered by previous acharyas who did not care about social behavior when intensely absorbed in love for Krishna. Unfortunately, as long as we are within this material world, we must observe social customs to avoid criticism by the general populace. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. No one can properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. He always tolerated all kinds of personal unhappiness resulting from his acceptance of the renounced order of life. The regulative principles observed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were sometimes intolerable, and all the devotees became greatly affected by them. Although strictly observing the regulative principles, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the unhappiness felt by his devotees. Therefore, to protect them from accompanying him and becoming unhappy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared their good qualities to be false. Srila Prabhupada's one-sentence purport. The Lord wanted to tour all the places of pilgrimage alone and strictly observe the duties of the renounced order. Continuing, four devotees then humbly insisted that they go with the Lord. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not accept their request. Thereupon, Lord Nityananda said, "Whatever you order is my duty, regardless of whether it results in happiness or unhappiness. Yet, I still submit one petition to you. Please consider it, and if you think it is proper, please accept it. You must take with you a loincloth, external clothes, and a water pot. You should take nothing more than this. Since your two hands will always be engaged in chanting and counting the holy names, how will you be able to carry the water pot and external garments?" Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. From this verse, it is clear that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting the holy names a fixed number of times daily. The Goswamis used to follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur also followed this principle. Concerning the Goswamis, Sri Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath, and Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srinivasacharya confirms, "Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natabi," from the Sad Goswami Astak number 6. In addition to other duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the system of chanting the holy name of the Lord a fixed number of times daily, as confirmed in this verse. Tomara dui hashtabada nama ganane. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to count on his fingers. While one hand was engaged in chanting, the other hand kept the number of rounds. This is corroborated in the Chaitanya Chandramrita and also in Srila Rupa Goswami's Stavamala. Therefore, devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must chant at least 16 rounds daily. And this is the number prescribed by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Haridas Thakur daily chanted 300,000 names. 16 rounds is about 28,000 names. There is no need to imitate Haridas Thakur or the other Goswamis, but chanting the holy name a fixed number of times daily is essential for every devotee. Continuing, Nityananda Prabhu says, "When along the way you fall unconscious in ecstatic love of Godhead, who will protect your belongings, the water pot garments, and so forth?" So Nityananda Prabhu continued, "Here is a simple Brahmana named Krishnadas. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. He will carry your water pot and garments. You may do whatever you like. He will not say a word." So we shall end here and continue very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.